Ready to vote, learn about tenants' rights, or enjoy an artsy afternoon or evening of entertainment? It's happening this week in New Westminster. For weather watchers, rain go away? If the weather forecasts are accurate, it could be Friday before the rain starts to ease. We may even see some sun on Saturday. For council watchers, New Westminster City Council is delving into housing policy at a workshop on Monday, January 29 at 1 p.m. Staff will provide council with information on the changes to provincial housing legislation and seek council's endorsement of an interim development review framework and next steps. The meeting is in council chamber in City Hall, but you can also watch it online. For school board watchers, the New Westminster Board of Education meeting is on Tuesday, January 30 at 7 p.m. You can attend in person at the school board office at 811 Ontario Street or via Zoom. The agenda includes a presentation about the musical theater program, reports from senior management, school learning plans, and a mentorship program update, as well as the budget process and timelines. The meeting also includes a question period, trustee reports, and new business, including a board advocacy plan for 2024 and an item regarding trustee remuneration review. For folks who want to vote still on the topic of the school board, the second day of advance voting for the school district 40 by-election is on Wednesday, January 31. Four candidates are running to fill the vacant trustee seat on the New Westminster Board of Education. You can vote anytime between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. in council chamber at New Westminster City Hall, 511 Royal Avenue. The by-election is on Saturday, February 3rd by-election. Polls will be open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. at several locations in the city: Queen Elizabeth Elementary School Gym, 921 Salter Street, Lord Tweedsmuir Elementary School Gym, 1714 8th Avenue, Fraser River Middle School Gym, 800 Queens Avenue, Glenbrook Middle School Gym, 701 Park Cress, Squo. Weck Elementary School Gym, 331 Richmond Street. If you're not on the list of electors, you can still vote once you complete the required application form at the voting place. For music lovers, Piva presents Jazz at the Anvil, Wild Blue Herons. The dynamic duo of Bill Sample on piano, keys, and Darlene Cooper on vocals will entertain with jazz-infused sounds ranging from pop, gospel, to intimate jazz ballads. They're performing at Anvil Theater on Tuesday, January 30 at 7 p.m. Tickets start at $20. For fans of the written word, the Royal City Literary Arts Society presents Cogswell Award Winners Reading event on Sunday, February 4 from 2 to 4 p.m. at the hashtag iHeart New West Community Art Space, Unit 10378 10th Street in Columbia Square Plaza. It's free and everyone is welcome to attend this event. For tenants, the City of New Westminster and the New Westminster Public Library are hosting two events next weekend regarding rental accommodations. Renting 101 is the topic of a free presentation about the rights and obligations renters have under the law. This hybrid event is taking place on Saturday, February 3 from 2 to 4 p.m. at the main branch of the library at 716 6th Avenue, but it will also be broadcast live via Zoom. Track. Tenant Resource and Advisory Center will speak to the following topics: how to protect yourself, your rights and responsibilities, security deposits, illegal entry, and repairs and evictions, etc. City of New Westminster Bylaws staff will talk about situations when the city will get involved, how renters can contact bylaw, and the process that can be expected. Evictions is the focus of a presentation on Sunday, February 4th. Presented by the New Westminster Public Library and the City of New Westminster, this event will talk about how and when landlords can evict renters. It's happening from 2 to 4 p.m. at the main branch of the New Westminster Public Library, 716 6th Avenue. Track, Tenant Resource and Advisory Center, will speak to the following topics: four types of evictions, illegal lockouts, compensation for tenants if landlords evict with a 2- and 4-month notice, right of first refusal, bad faith evictions, selling a property, physically evicting a tenant, and proper eviction templates. From the Residential Tenancy Board, attendees are invited to bring your questions to the hybrid event, which can be attended in person at the library and broadcast live via Zoom. If you want to attend, register through the library website. All registered attendees will receive a Zoom link before the event.